So when you look at kind of these numbers, these vaccine numbers kind of inching along here, probably really over the last month, is there ever an issue where if the demand just isn't there, do you as a rural healthcare provider, do you have the potential or possibility to lose the vaccine, or is that not an issue?
At this point, that's not an issue for us. You know, our plan is when the federal government decides that they are going to, when they are going to stop, you know, allocating the vaccine, then we would start purchasing it to have it available. So, yeah, we would make sure that anything we need to do to protect our community, we would do.
And then as far as the test positivity rate, I see in the region, for the most part, it's been hovering around consistently. Looks like, you know, basically kind of that 1% to 2% range. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't have our Mercer County. For some reason, the site was down and I reached out. I don't have our numbers for this week, but we only had two positives reported in the last week. So I'm sure our test positivity rate is, you know, probably right around that 1% to 2%, which is good. We'll see how the 4th of July weekend plays out in the next couple of weeks, you know, but fortunately for those kinds of things, number one, most folks are outside, you know, and we'll just see, you know. I have no idea what to expect. You know, we do know the Delta variant is in Illinois, and we know that it is more, it's easier spread, it's more widespread and easier to contract. So, you know, if folks were in congregated areas, not vaccinated, the chances are that they, you know, will definitely be exposed to something. So that's, again, not to frighten people, it's the fact of this virus. And as I explained to the county board last night, you know, my personal and professional opinion is folks need to be really, really looking at getting this vaccine. The numbers are proving out that it is slowing down exactly what we said at the beginning. Our game plan was to reduce the risk of death, reduce the load on our medical system, our hospitals, those types of things. And these numbers are proving that out. You know, those folks that have breakthrough infections who have contracted the virus, they have very minimal response to, you know, the virus. They're just not experiencing some of the heavy duty infectious problems that other, you know, folks who haven't been vaccinated would experience. And we've seen some hospitalization increases with the non-vaccinated population. So those numbers are playing out. And, you know, I really think it's time for folks to seriously consider getting vaccinated, not only to protect yourself and your family, but protect the community.